Hey everyone, I am back. I know it's been a really long time since I submitted anything to Lit, but one thing that that never ceases to amaze me is the fact that I still get feedback to this day, even though it's been a few months since I've recorded anything, and that is really amazing. So thank you to everyone who still sends me feedback. That is pretty amazing, and I'm really sorry I haven't responded. I have this massive backlog of feedback that I have to respond to, and I'm insanely busy these days. But I promise, one of these days soon, I'm just going to set aside a few hours and just do it all. I will get back to you. So apologies for the long wait. I'm very sorry about that. Things have just been crazy busy for me. Work and social stuff and all the rest of it tends to pile up, and before you know it, you're going to bed way too late and getting up way too early and going flat strap all the hours in between. Anyway, enough about that. I am back. I will be doing more stories. I don't know when, so I won't make a prediction on that, but there will be more to come. Like I've always said, as long as I keep getting such wonderful feedback, I will definitely keep doing these. Anyway, oh, enough of that. On to the story. This story is for a fellow lit author. The Angel of Temptation. She made an audio recently asking us guys to get into the act and record some more stories. So, here we go. request, wish granted, I guess. So, our story opens as I have just gone off the phone to this really nice restaurant downtown where I have made a reservation for you and I. I know you've got lots of stress on at the moment with the uni and everything you're doing right now, so I thought it would be nice if I would if I could take you out for dinner tonight and surprise you and just try and help you de-stress and get rid of a lot of the tension I'm sure must be built up from all that. So, I rock up at your place before you get home, and your housemates let me in, and I'm there to greet you when you get home. And you see my car in the driveway, so it's no surprise, but then again, this is nothing unusual. I often come over. I know all your housemates pretty well, and we get on, so that works out. And you give me a big hug and a kiss, and I say, go and have a shower and get into something a bit dressy. I am taking you out for dinner tonight to a really nice restaurant." And you get all excited and kiss me and race off to get ready. And my immediate instinct is to simply race after you and probably make us very late to the restaurant. But I have other plans in mind, so summoning up my resolve, I stick to the plan. So I just make small talk with your housemates until you get back. So, when you do get back, once again, you almost make me lose my resolve just looking at you. You look amazing at the best of times when you haven't got any makeup on. And you're just in your old sort of work clothes or runabout clothes, these sorts of things, but my God, you clean up well. Wow. So I take you by the hand and we walk out to my car. It's been a while since we had a really nice proper date, so I'm determined to make this memorable for you. So I open the door for you and help you into the car and then race around to my side and get in. and we head off into town to the restaurant. When we get there, they have our table ready for us, and it is a corner booth, as I'd requested. It is great sitting across a table from you, obviously, because I get to look at you, but there is something else to be said for being able to sit a bit closer to you. So, we sit down next to each other and start looking over the menu and making small talk and talking about our days and how we were and how our respective days went and all that kind of stuff. And the waiter comes over and we order some drinks and he goes off to get those. And in an attempt to try and distract you from reading the menu and fluster you maybe just a little bit, I start running my hand up and down your thigh, the inside of your thigh. It's under the tablecloth, so no one else can see, but it's starting to kind of push your dress kind of up over your knees. My hand is kind of up inside your dress, but it's definitely pushing your dress up. And no one can see that I know, but maybe the idea that someone might get a glimpse is kind of a turn on, but I'm not really thinking about that. I'm just enjoying the lovely, soft, warm feeling of your thigh under my hand. You kind of look at me and give this soft little sigh, but keep reading the menu. I always tease you that it takes you a long time to decide anything, so you're determined to not let my distraction stop you from ordering. My hand is steadily working its way higher up your thigh, and I'm not quite at your pussy yet, but I've kind of worked my way up the top of your thigh and I haven't found any underwear yet, so whatever panties you have on must be incredibly small. Oh God, you really know. You know what that does to me. I glance up and see the waiter heading in that direction. So I take my hand out from under your dress and under the table. And as I glance at your face, I swear you're looking a little flustered and kind of turned on, but trying to ignore it and put on a brave face for the waiter. So, you do a pretty good job. I don't really think he suspects anything. And he comes over and gives us our drinks and takes our orders. And that gives us a bit more time to sit there and just enjoy each other's company. We're sitting right beside each other now. And I can tell you're kind of worn out from the long day because you're leaning against my shoulder. And we're just, my arms around you, and we're just looking out the restaurant window at the lights of the city and the cars going by on the road. And it just seems such a relaxing and peaceful way to forget about the stresses of life. But I'm kind of glad for the tablecloth too, and for the relatively dark atmosphere in the restaurant, because having my hand on your thigh has had an effect on me, and it's an effect I really enjoy, and I want to have more of it. So once again, I take my arm from around you, and you kind of nestle into my shoulder. And once more, I slip my hand under the table and start to work my way up your thigh. This time, I'm going faster and I'm applying more pressure, and I reach your pussy and you do have underwear on, but it's this really skimpy little thong by the feel of it anyway. And you are wet. It doesn't take much to tell that. Oh God, baby, you are so wet. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if there'd be a wet spot on the back of your dress by now. But I guess that doesn't seem to bother you, because you haven't done anything to stop me. I'm starting to massage your pussy and through your panties, and you're doing a pretty good job of not letting it show, but I can tell by your breathing changing and these little whimpers and moans you make kind of almost inaudibly that I'm getting to you. And just as I start to take my hand away, I put it back and slip it under the front of your panties, bringing my fingers in direct contact with your hot, wet little pussy. Oh God, baby, you are so wet. My fingers just slide back and forth between your lips. Oh, I work them against your pussy lips and then up to your clit and back down to your pussy, and then I just start to work the tip of one inside you. Oh wow, you're so tight. You are doing a really good job of not letting this show, but maybe it's time to up the ante. I glance around, nobody's really looking at us, so I figure I'm okay to go for it. And I just sink a finger all the way inside you. And that's the distinct, audible moan you let out. I just hold my finger there, really still, and then start to work it back and forward, and kind of curling it up to massage your G-spot. I can feel your pussy squeezing my thighs, kind of moving without even your knowing. You're just kind of rocking your hips back against my hand. Oh, I'm getting faster and harder and deeper, and my thumb reaches up and brushes your clit, and then I shove my finger back in harder, this time much harder, and start to really work my finger back and forth and up and down. Just, I can feel your pussy juices leaking out all over my cock, all over my finger. God, but I don't know where my mind is. And, oh, I am really hard by now. But I've kind of got the tablecloth kind of obscuring that, I hope. But I feel your hand start to massage my cock through my pants. And that's kind of breaking my concentration now. But I keep fingering you, driving my fingers in deeper and harder and deeper and as far as I can inside you. Oh wow, you feel incredible. I'd love to make you come here, but you're kind of loud when you come, and I don't know, I think we might get kicked out, and that could be very embarrassing, and we may not be able to come back to this restaurant, which would be a shame, because it's very nice. However, I've been keeping a watchful eye out just as well too, because I see the waiter once again heading in our direction so quickly. I slip my fingers from your pussy and I leave your panties kind of pulled to the side and take my hand out from under your dress, but as I do, I trail my fingers down your inner thigh, leaving a long wet trail of your juices. Oh, my fingers are all wet now, so I keep that hand under the table as the waiter comes over and gives us our food. and as soon as he leaves, you look at me and give me this kind of, oh, you devil look. And as you do that, I slowly lick my fingers. I don't really care if anyone saw that. Oh, it tasted too good. But now that I've got you all worked up, I'm not quite done with you yet, so I think it's time to let you cool off a little bit while we eat. So we start to eat, but every so often I'll look at you, or I'll say something really suggestive, or I'll just brush your leg, or your arm, or your cheek, or some other part of you in the most sensual way I can. We finish our meal, and I feel you reaching under the table once more and grabbing my cock. Oh yeah, baby, it's still hard. Hell yes. Then you stop, and you're kind of doing something. Your hands are under your skirt, and I at first think you're playing with yourself. You're kind of wiggling like you're trying to get yourself more comfortable, and then it dawns on me. You're taking your panties off. Oh, you... God. The thought of you soaking wet without underwear on in this restaurant with all these people around is... Oh, fuck. Oh, God. It's incredible. I feel you work your panties off down your legs and then kind of lift one leg up, one foot up, and take them. And you take my hand and under the table, scrunch them up a little ball and place them in my hand. Oh, they're soaking wet. And I just can't help it. I just kind of bring them up to my face and so I can smell how wet you are and how good you smell. And then slip them inside my jacket pocket, in my jacket. I say, baby, I'd like to get some dessert, but I think I need to work off mains, so I have an idea. Follow me. And with that, I stand up from the table, grabbing your hand and kind of pulling you with me without really giving you much of a chance to respond. And I walk through the restaurant to the back where the restrooms are, and they're kind of big enough, and that it's just a kind of a single room with a lock on the door, which is pretty fortunate for us. Glancing around, seeing if anyone's watching us, but not really caring if they are, I walk in and close and lock the door behind us and turn to you, and there is just absolutely pure lust in your eyes. Oh, I pull you to me and just give you this long, hard kiss. While one of my hands is between us, undoing my belt and my pants. And it takes me only a few seconds to get my pants down and letting my cock spring free. And with that, I just turn you around and press you up against the sink where the mirror is, so you can watch as I fuck you from behind. And I lift your dress up over your butt, just kind of halfway up your back, and then stand right behind you and place the head of my cock at your pussy lips, and instead of just thrusting inside you, I just hold it there for a minute and look into your eyes, and I can see this incredible desire and want and lust there, and I give your ass a little slap and say, God, I need you, baby. And with that, I just thrust into you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Deep inside you. Oh. And then, that's it. I've got to have you. I've got to fuck you so deep, so hard. Oh. And I start fucking you. I feel your hands reach down and caress my cock that's sliding inside you. Your fingers massaging your clit and playing with your pussy lips. Oh, I'm fucking you deep and hard, and you're starting to moan now, and I really, really don't want us to get busted. So I get an idea, leaning over you and pressing you to the sink. I reach under you and grab one of your tits and just squeeze it, and as my other hand reaches into my jacket pocket and takes out your panties, I reach around and just stuff them into your mouth. That should keep you quiet. And then I start to fuck you again. This time you're still moaning, but it's kind of muffled. The sound of me slapping up against your ass is still pretty audible. Oh, but fuck, I don't care. I've got to come. I know you're going to come. You're going to come with me. Oh, God. Oh, baby. Oh, I've wanted you all afternoon. So bad. Fuck, it feels so good to finally have you. Oh. Fuck. Oh. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh. 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 Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Inside you, your pussy contracts on me and squeezes and just squeezes every last drop of cum out of me. Oh, baby. Oh, my God. Oh, God, I came hard. Oh. Oh, my legs are kind of shaky, and I guess yours are too. So we just lean against the bathroom sink, looking into the mirror and looking into each other's eyes, and just looking at the passion and the lust and the bond between us and everything we share. Your pussy's still squeezing me. Oh. And slowly I slide out of you. Oh. You stand up and take your panties out of your mouth and just turn to me and kiss me as your dress sort of falls back down over your thighs. Oh, baby. Oh, God. You are so amazing. But I say, we have a problem, baby. Unless you want all my cum to leak out and be running down your leg all evening. I better do something about that. So I take the panties from you and once again lift your dress up, and your pussy's kind of still all swollen and turned on and open, so I can easily work the panties inside you to stop my cum running out. And then you let your dress fall back down. I pull my pants back up and try and make myself look presentable. Let my breathing return to normal before we walk out of the bathroom hand in hand and return to our table to try and order dessert without just bursting into a huge grin at what we just did. Wow, everybody, I hope you enjoyed that. There will be more to follow, I can assure you. And Angel, I really hope you enjoyed that. Hope that was kind of what you were after. And yeah, once again, everyone, thank you so much for all the feedback. I do love it, and I will respond. just give me some time. Well, it is actually really late here right now. Oh God, but I've got work in the morning. But that was so worth it. Oh, I will sleep well tonight. All right. I will talk to you all next time. Bye for now.